Today is the 22nd of August 1994. This is a series of brief interviews with senior staff at the City of Berwick to look at the broad perspectives in its history over its 21 years. This is the second interview with Jeff Marjoram, who is the Director of Community Services. When I was talking to Barry Simon, he said that in the first year, because he and others had a strong planning type approach to things, they made the social planner's role a significant part of the senior staff, which he said didn't then exist in many other councils. And I was wondering whether you still see that as a significant difference between this council and other councils.
Oh yeah, I'm terribly biased though. I wasn't here at the time.
No.
But my understanding is that the social planner position took effect just short of 12 months into the city's existence. I think Tim Eltham took up the position around August of 74. And Berwick was, if not the first, one of the first two councils to create a social planner position at a senior level. The other being Fitzroy. Jenny Wills was appointed to that position, I think, and I've not had this confirmed, about 6 or 8 weeks prior, but I think the two councils made the decision to create that senior position about the same time. And
was this very innovative at the time?
Yeah. I have got a couple of volumes in there that talk about the history of community services in local government during the post-war period going into the sort of early 70s Whitlam era. South Melbourne had employed a social worker since the late 40s, early 50s, and one or two of the other inner urban municipalities here in Melbourne were very much to the fore in terms of maternal and child health and some of the homelessness, meals on wheels, care of the aged issues. Mm-hmm. So by the early 70s there were a small number of councils that had a fairly small number of professional staff, but they were basically what was referred to then as welfare, service delivery, rather than planning and strategic policy people at a senior level. So Berwick and Fitzroy, one inner urban, one fringe, were the first two to really bite the bullet and say that social planning was just as important as more traditional urban planning.
So how's that carried through? I mean, is Berwick still innovative in this area? Or, I mean, do most councils have a big community services department now?
In a Victorian context?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's different in each state, of course, but within Victoria, there wouldn't be that many councils that have got as wide a range of programs as we've got here. And that includes some of the much larger authorities. I think Berwick is probably more advanced than most of the others in that 80 to 100,000 type range, and even some of the larger ones. And we try to be innovative. But I think the fact that we created the position and that it's continued with some changes, obviously. I came as social planner. I don't do much social planning these days, but the principles are still there. So that might be worth a line or two.
Probably
no more.
Oh, no, it's trying to get the perspectives on all the different aspects. So when did you start in this position?
That was January of 81. So that was what, into the 8th year. Tim was here from 74 through to, I think it was about 78. And then Neil Armstrong, you may have heard of. who had a couple of other positions before he came to council. He was, I gather, a second in charge to Tim. Started off in casework, but he took over as social planner in the late 70s and only stayed for a couple of years in that position before he was offered a new appointment at the Red Cross, and that's when I came on the scene.
So what are the broad perspectives of how community services has been developing? I mean, which areas, are there particular areas that relate to different phases of the growth of the city?
It's hard to summarise, Debbie.
Of course it is.
I can recall, this is not for publication because it's too trivial, but when I came, there were 7 staff, not all full-time, most were, but like there were 2 part-time people in those 7 appointments here at the Civic Centre.
Mm.
And on top of those handful of specialists, I mean, we had 1 youth worker, 1 family daycare officer, 1 welfare worker, 1 recreation coordinator. It was very, very small, although, again, compared to many councils, quite well structured and creative. We had, I think about 20 preschool staff. Now we've got 70 plus, and we had a dozen or so home carers, and that was the full complement. So we've really seen over the 13 half years all those areas expand considerably. I mean, family daycare now, just to give one example, I think Diane Christensen, she started 9 months before I did as first coordinator and the first family daycare appointment, and she had maybe a couple of dozen, few dozen children in care after a 12-month establishment period. Now we've got, I think, 970 children, which is just staggering. I think it's about the third biggest in Victoria. So just in family daycare alone, we've seen a team of 7 staff and a huge number of carers. Youth services has been a big growth area.
So it's a real focus been on sort of the small children and the youth as the new families come.
Oh, that's
come
been
into the
part
area?
Of the agenda, but we've also maintained a pretty strong commitment to aged care. Now, of course, the level of service, the quantum of need has been relatively small compared to large inner urban municipalities with the mature populations, but we've always had home care, meal service, senior citizen centres as 3 core programs, and we've done some innovative work in the aged care area as well. So certainly the population skewed towards the young families, and perhaps in more recent times the teenage population has seen a certain focus, but not at the expense of good domiciliary care, and also trying to develop some better housing alternatives for the aged.
Mm.
It's not easy.
So,
and of course recreation, culture, cheese factory, My Urna, all of those facilities, they've all come.
Were you involved in any of those, the cheese factory or My Urna?
Yep.
How?
Myself personally.
Yeah, tell me something about them.
Great interest. Berwick Leisure Centre was being built when I came on the scene. The frame was just going up, so that was a big project for us then. I mean, that was a $750,000 development, and I think the council put in something in the order of $250,000, if memory serves me right, the balance coming from Sport and Recreation, Education Department and the school itself. But that was a big deal for us in those days. That was a massive project. Then of course Endeavour Hills, I was involved with a lot of other people right from pre-planning through to, we've had 3 years of operations almost now. My Urna, I remember My Urna started about 83, 84, memory serves me right, with a staff member from, it was either the Housing Commission or Department of Sport and Recreation, I think it was the latter, looking to establish a community-based farm on that ministry property. And to cut a long story short, it was managed by a committee without a great deal of council involvement for 5 years or thereabouts, although we used to fund the manager's salary. And then a second position was created in about 89, and we agreed to fund that as well. So by the end of the 80s, we were contributing about $50,000 a year, had been for a year or so. Just finish up now, Myuna. So we were then asked to effectively take over the day-to-day operations, which we agreed to in June of 90. Yes, and we actually took legal responsibility, if you like, for the property from 1st of July that year. So we had 5 years to get the project moving. That expires middle of next year. That's been exciting. Cheese Factory, I remember the first few days on deck here, clambering through the property with Pat Northeast, Neil Lucas, among others, because that was just at the time that the council was thinking about making a move to become Committee of Management. And I remember young Hatton Trevor, the son of the soldier settler, I think his first name was Trevor the son, who'd been living there for some time, was about to go to Tasmania to get married, and I think it was perhaps later that year, late 81, that the council formally requested what was then Crown Lands to give it the management committee responsibilities. And I remember spending a lot of time and money over the next 2 to 3 years refurbishing the property and making the strategic decisions as far as art and craft type orientation was concerned. That was extremely interesting. And then of course it opened, I think it was 85, 86. Mm-hmm. So we've been operating that for a few years now, almost getting up to a decade. So that's been an interesting range of recreation leisure projects.
Were you much involved in Wilson Botanic Park?
No, not really. I mean, again, I was just a team player with all the other developments. Wilson Botanic Park, my main contribution was very much behind the scenes, just particularly in the latter part of the 80s, firing off paperwork, submissions to anybody, anywhere, anytime who might be able to contribute funds. We had a bit of satisfaction there, but that's a project where I don't have a great deal of expertise, and of course it's not actually part of this division's formal responsibilities, not that that's any important consideration, but no, my work there was just behind the scenes and helping to pull a few dollars in from time to time.
Any other highlights that really stick out in your mind?
I was actually just having a look at, you've seen that before, because that was a list I did for our last restructure submission.
No, I haven't seen
you
that
haven't?
List.
Oh, we better get you a copy. And that was actually done back in 85, before we started our production of annual reports.
This is what I'm having trouble with.
I'm
not
I'll
finding
turn
any.
It off for a
sec. In the planning, I understand it, that a lot of the development has gone in cell plans. Do you find that because they tend to get basic infrastructure within the cell plan that is a positive sort of social environment?
Oh,
does that help with the development of these big areas?
Oh, for sure. It's just the fact that I don't think there's any other public authority in Australia that I'm aware of that has had 20 years of what I would consider to be integrated physical and social planning.
That's it.
I mean, I came here from NCDC back in the early 70s, which was really the pioneering social planning agency in that era. And that organisation, of course, ceased to exist many years ago. But I think Berwick is probably unique, not just in local government, but perhaps in the public sector, in that I don't know of any other authority that's gotten two decades of doing it, and doing it reasonably well. And that's not just limited to the construct of a cell plan, which talks about clusters of certain types of facilities and appropriate configuration and supply of open space, and more recently bicycle paths and equestrian trails, goodness knows what else. I think a lot of the extensions of that on the ground, where we actually see some fairly prompt follow-up of services. I mean, we haven't had massive backlogs here when you think about it. For basic municipal programs, we've managed to keep our head above water, and that's partly because of the cell plans, but largely because of just the way, on a day-to-day basis, we've been able to get the soft programs into the subdivisions, not just in terms of a building on time, but in terms of what actually happens in those places, and that's pretty exciting.
Do you think that approach to cell planning has a positive community role in that it encourages the new development to focus inwards a little bit, and,
and
perhaps develop those connections that don't always happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to quantify describe in any detail, but what the council and what this part of the organisation has always been about is community development, which is an overused term, which often means a lot of different things to different people, but it's all to do with participation and empowerment, and people having an influence over the way the authority works, and a partnership philosophy. And I think that the whole open door participatory style of City of Berwick is reflected in the way that we've nurtured new neighbourhoods and tried to develop, as far as you're able to, a sense of belonging and citizenship and caring and sharing, as I call it, which is pretty important.
And the consultative committee structures that go through so much of the work.
Sure.
Does Berwick have, because it is a growth area, but does it have a higher than normal winning of funding from various, how's it get into the overall pattern there?
I reckon we do all right.
Yeah.
It's hard to generalise. I think we've probably dipped into as many funding buckets to varying degrees. I mean, in terms of breadth, we've covered as much territory as most other authorities. We've won a lot more than we've lost, which is good. I think in terms of both capital and recurrent funding, not that you don't want to rely on your own resources as well, because then you can call the shots more than when you're dealing with all these myriads of programs and tight grants, that we've been able to pull a lot of money in state and federal agencies, which over a fair period of time has lessened the load, as it were, on the council funds. And I think that's been a good result.
Anything else you want to go through this
list for a minute. The 150th, yeah, I remember a bit about that. Don't know whether that wants to be flagged. The 10th anniversary, that was hilarious. You'll probably hear a bit about that from others around at the time, where we had a massive fair out here in the grounds at the Civic Centre. You hear about this before?
Only bits and pieces.
I mean, what started off as a fairly low-key, more community-based celebration became a big event with a cast larger than Ben-Hur, and we had quite a number of Sideshow Alley people, and goodness knows who else came in, and we had an enormous number of people, I think, participating, but how many were locals and how many really knew what it was all about, we weren't sure after the event, but that was a whole barrel of fun. I don't think we had any, oh, we might have had some videos taken, can't recall.
Berwick's got a lot more libraries than most of the other councils in this area. Mm. I mean, is that part of a conscious...
Yep. Yeah, we've done well out of the deed. Turn it off. I remember, and I wasn't the only person, but we put together a library plan back in the very early 80s. And at that time, we were in the process of purchasing the Doveton site, which of course used to be a petrol filling station. So the only dedicated branch library was the old Doveton service, which I think at that point was based up.
The little old house?
Yeah, I think it might have been up in Kidd Road in the old community services or community welfare services office. And we had the bookmobile. Might have been two bookmobiles, and the basic plan was build Doveton, I think it was first, then Endeavour Hills, which would then see the closure of the bookmobiles, because we had a small branch library, I think already in place down at Nery Warren in Malcolm Court, but very, very small. And that ultimately the jewel in the crown was to be Nery Warren. And we didn't actually set a timetable, but I think our expectation was that by the early to mid 90s we'd have all of those pieces in place, and with a lot of cooperation of other municipalities in the region, we were able to achieve that. But that was through a conscious decision to put quite a bit of money into the infrastructure.
And, well, it's not normal infrastructure though, is it? It's not it's not the same as preschools. And
that's right.
You don't actually have to have it, but still there's been a great emphasis in this area, hasn't there?
Oh, it's been money well spent.
Mm.
So I think maybe the libraries could be worth a mention. I mean, that Netball Fire Brigade complex is an unusual joint use facility that could perhaps be flagged just as a bit of innovative planning and construction. I mean, we were with the garbage cart system. I know that we were the second to introduce the big bins, and people argue now about the environmental merits or otherwise of that type of a container, but we were the first to go to contract with the big bins, and I think we were equal first to actually introduce that system. Civic Centre, we've already mentioned. Most of those others are fairly small projects now. I'm just trying to think what else comes to mind in that mid to late 80s prior to your arrival on the scene, Debbie. Hell of a lot. I think we've probably covered most of it. If I think of anything, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you.